1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's primary day in Michigan, and Republican voters will be lining up soon to choose between the front runner and the underdog. CBS's Aaron Navarro is in Detroit.
Though Nikki Haley had to come here after her loss in her home state of South Carolina, had held two rallies, Trump is still the standard bearer for the GOP, is popular in this battleground state of Michigan among Republican-based voters. So he's expected to win that primary.
President Biden faces a protest vote in Michigan over the war in Gaza. Daoud Walid heads the Michigan chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He's urging Democrats to opt for uncommitted.
This community overwhelmingly voted for Mr. Biden 4 years ago. Many people feel betrayed by the administration, in particular in its continuing to support and arm Israeli government.
Dearborn, Michigan has one of the highest percentages of Arab Americans in the country. Last night, the president told NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers a hostage ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is imminent.
Ramadan's coming up, and there's been an agreement by the Israelis that they would not engage in activities during Ramadan as well, in order to give us time to get all the hostages out.
He says he hopes that'll happen by Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to talk about a planned invasion of Rafah. The president will meet with top congressional leaders today. CBS's Bo Erickson is in Washington.
As a potential government shutdown inches closer, President Biden's meeting with the top four congressional leaders comes as the president and House Republicans have been in a standoff over additional defense funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as more funding for security operations at the U.S. southern border.
If lawmakers don't pass a funding bill, parts of the government could begin scaling back services as early as Friday. Texas police have released disturbing body cam video of the woman who entered Joel Osteen's megachurch with her 7-year-old son 2 weeks ago and opened fire. It shows officers running into the face of danger.
Shooter is down. Looks like she has something strapped on her chest.
We need a bomb squad.
The woman was shot and killed. Her son still in critical condition after he was shot in the head. Still not clear by whom. Another sex assault allegation against a rap star. A music producer is accusing Sean Combs of forcibly touching, groping, and forcing him to have sex with prostitutes while the two worked on his latest record, The Love Album, Off the Grid. Combs calls that lawsuit pure fiction. S&P futures are up 6, Dow futures ahead 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wagihau, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players, dangerous team. We have to, respect them and play good basketball. play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season, it's a sprint right now. 24 games left, had 26 out the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL, the Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with an early afternoon high of 64. The temperature will drop into the lower 50s by late this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20 today. Tonight, snow showers likely, less than a half inch of accumulation, low of 11. Tomorrow, sunny 24. Thursday, sunshine with a high back up to 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedy writer Andrew Genzer and Journal Sentinel Entertainment writer Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 26, 2024. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big show. Glad to have you along on a Monday, back to school and back to work as well. Beautiful day here in southwest or in south central Wisconsin, I should say, here in Madison. Skies are sunny, temperatures are reaching up into the 50s today, probably maybe even over 60. One more day of into the 60s down here in Madison, at least, then in the 20s on Wednesday. So kind of kooky.
One more day of shorts weather.
Yes. And there are a lot of shorts out here on State Street as I walked in and Madison. People, Wisconsinites know when the temperature hits 50, for some 40. And the shorts come out. So
I wish I did that. It's pretty toasty in the studio here.
It is. And, but of course, this time of year, you also get a lot of pasty white thighs. Wisconsinites don't tan well. We have to get a little extra tanning in before we look good in a pair of shorts. At least I do. So, you know, tan before you put on the shorts and walk around in public.
I'm just wearing them for comfort. I don't care what people think of my pasty white thighs.
You don't care whether people have to wear sunglasses when they see the pasty white thighs. Welcome back to hour number 2 of the show. Talking about these remarks that are, in my opinion, not funny, but disturbing and racist over the weekend by Donald Trump. But of course, the headlines over the weekend that Donald Trump won the South Carolina primary over Nikki Haley 60% to 40%. And what they're not making a big deal about, the mainstream media, is number one, that 40% of South Carolina voters rejected Donald Trump. And when asked by Fox News of Nikki Haley voters, 25% of Nikki Haley voters in South Carolina said they would not vote for Trump in a general. And that matches up with the Associated Press saying that 1 in 5 Republicans across the country are saying they will not vote for Donald Trump in the primary or in the general election. And I think the big story that's really materializing, and I think it'll be proven again tomorrow in Michigan, the story to watch here is not that Trump is beating Nikki Haley. The story is how much of a deficit Trump has in attracting the entirety of the party. There is a significant part of the Republican Party. And this is why we have to be careful that we don't say all Republicans or every Republican. There are people out there, certainly there's a 30, 40% of Republicans who will vote for Trump no matter what. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the person who votes for their local state representative Republican, but is not into Trumpism, who rejects, like right before the break, we played this cut of Trump at the Black Conservative Foundation, when the lights were in his eyes, trying to make a joke poorly instead a racial statement, a racist statement, saying, quote, I can only see the black ones. I can't see the white ones, unquote, talking about the people there, saying that black people like him because he's been indicted. Basically saying, since I'm a criminal, black people like me because they're criminals. This is the kind of stuff that's coming out of his mouth. Let's play one more, Mr. Zombers. Here, the one that's saying he's I'm being indicted for you. This is Donald Trump at the Black Caucus, Conservative Foundation Caucus over the weekend.
I'm being indicted for you, the black population. I am being indicted for a lot of different groups.
Being indicted for you, the black population. And remember, according to reporters in the room, about 90% of that audience was white. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Oh, I struggle constantly. And I'm going to use the word apologist here, not for people apologizing, you know, say I'm sorry, but in the old definition of it, when you're explaining something, is the apologist, that people explain away Donald Trump, that explain, well, that this and that, and that, and getting back to, you know, to Gary once again defending, you know, that acting as an apologist for Donald Trump, that saying how bad, you know, the economy was in 2016 and how Trump brought it back. Well, I could be wrong, but I think that Barack Obama had brought us back from the Great Recession, you know, through the 8 years of his presidency, and we were continuing to grow throughout his presidency, and maybe it wasn't astronomical growth, but it was steady and progressive, getting better, and Donald Trump, let's face it, that some of the actions that Donald Trump took during his presidency led to some of the catastrophic things that happened during his presidency, like his disbanding the pandemic response team that mm-hmm. our White House had, that and when COVID hit, you know, we were caught flat-footed to a great extent, you know, forgetting the fact that we'd actually eradicated some of these diseases, you know, like measles and smallpox and polio, and now we see those very self-same diseases raising their ugly heads throughout the nation and throughout the world, and that Trumpism has contributed to that, because we have a whole cottage industry now of anti-vax activities, mm-hmm. where people in the past were vaccine hesitant, concerned about vaccine, what might be in the vaccine, to people that are actually afraid of vaccines now. They're saying that diseases aren't really real, and we don't need to worry about them, and that is just utter nonsense. This came from Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't know the amount of apologists that can explain that away. I mean, that, and then when you're actually telling the truth, well, you get attacked for actually telling the truth, right, on Donald Trump.
Mark, I appreciate the call here. You bring up a good point about the economy. And again, I was in retail before I got back in radio here, and I can tell you that some of the price costs were as a result of the worldwide pandemic and the supply chain getting things from other countries. They had nothing to do with Joe Biden. And then you had companies that had supplies on hand, and only because they could, they decided to jack up the price on things, because on other things there was legit supply. So retailers took the advantage of the consumer and just said, well, because of the pandemic, all the shirts are going up $10. I mean, I was one of the people marking them up 10 bucks. And that supply had been in our warehouse for months, long before the pandemic. And in terms of the economy, let me read you four headlines in the last 24 hours from the Associated Press. Headline: what recession? Professional forecasters raise expectations for U.S. economy in 2024. Barron's: what if the economy actually is getting stronger? Here's another one: natural gas hasn't been this cheap in decades. The lowest inflation-adjusted prices in at least 34 years have drillers throttling down from record production. And finally, from the Associated Press, consumers are increasingly pushing back against price increases and winning. Four headlines in the last 24 hours. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go out to beautiful Mount Horeb and Troy listening in on WMDX from Mount Horeb. Troy, thanks for calling. Let's see you. Troy, you still there? Hello, Troy. Troy. Troy is driving right now, and he's thinking it's muted, but he's not. No, Troy. If you're there, Troy, we're going to put you on hold. We'll try back in a minute. Troy, thanks very much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Brian from Baguanago. Thanks for calling in, Brian. What say you?
I just was calling about one of your callers earlier said something about how even though he agrees that Trump is being kind of an idiot and saying some dumb things or bad things, that he's still going to vote for him. And I just think that's really sad, that if you have actually come to a point in your life where you really don't like what a candidate is standing for, is saying or doing, and you're still going to vote for him. And that just is very saddening to me. And the other thing I wanted to say to that same caller is that just because someone is not for a candidate, like against Trump and his insane ideology, if you can even call it an ideology, that just because someone's against him doesn't mean he loves every single Republican out there. It doesn't mean that he thinks Biden is the greatest, or he or she thinks Biden is the greatest gift to America. It just means that they dislike Trump and what Trump stands for. And that's all. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Really appreciate it. Brian in Baguanago. Yeah, I agree with that line of thinking. That's kind of, thank you for putting the point succinctly that I'm trying to make over the course of an hour here. That I'm not talking about your average, everyday Republican in Wisconsin is going to suddenly turn Democratic. I'm just saying that when you go into the voting booth in November, you know, if you think that your local state representative or senator happens to be a Republican, you think they're doing a good job for you, that's your right to vote for them. I'm just suggesting that those same people who might vote for the Register of Deeds or the local sheriff in November as a Republican, just don't check the box for Trump. You can still be a Republican, but you don't have to be crazy. You don't have to vote for crazy. You don't have to vote for racist. You can still vote for your local Republican person if you want. That's fine. They might be a good person. I don't know. 72 counties, 72 sheriffs, 72 register of deeds. I'm just suggesting that at the top of the ticket, for president at least, I don't think that there are enough people in Wisconsin or across this country who are going to vote for this. I still believe in people. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly back to Troy, Mount Horeb. Troy, you wanted to add one more thing, Troy?
Oh, my God. Where do we start? First of all, as far as inflation goes, I worked for a soda distributor around Madison, and we used to laugh, sit in my boss's office and laugh because we could charge $10 for a 12-pack of soda that we couldn't before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going? Those prices aren't going down. And also, one other thing to Gary, and I voted for Trump in 16, too, and I should apologize for that. But you are who you vote for, and you're voting for a racist piece of garbage.
Well,
you are who you vote for.
I appreciate the call, and Troy. I appreciate people's passion. And look, most of the people that call in, I haven't met before, so I don't know people. So I don't think none of us should be passing off and calling someone else a racist on this show. I do believe, as Troy said, that who we vote for, who we support, is generally representative. And look, I think, you know, all of our callers are fine people for the most part, except those who break FCC rules. The Mr. Zomers has to quickly say goodbye. We'll say hello on the other side, so don't go anywhere. More of your calls. As our friend likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Back with more of the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 844-967-2789 at 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Talking about the Trumpster over the weekend at the Black Conservative Foundation and also CPAC, saying a number of racist comments, dingbat comments, things that just don't add up. Let's play another one. This is one at the CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, where he's talking about being a dissident. That's right, a dissident. Here's Trump from over the weekend.
I stand before you today not only as your past and hopefully future president, but as a proud political dissident. I am a dissident.
So here's the definition of a dissident. Quote, a person who opposes official policy, especially that of an authoritarian state, unquote. Trygve Olson, our friend and colleague, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, said this of Trump's comments that you just heard over the weekend. Trygve says, quote, this might be the most disgusting statement of Donald Trump this week, which is saying something. Nelson Mandela of South Africa was a dissident. Alexei Navalny of Russia was a dissident. My friends who are imprisoned in Belarus are dissidents. You, sir, are not a dissident by any stretch of the definition. The fact that you even claim to be insults those around the world who are or have been persecuted for political reasons, unquote. The words of Trygve Olson. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Don in Muskego, one of my favorite places in Wisconsin, just because I like to say the name. Muskego Don, what say you? Don, are you there? Don is there? Don, are you there? Don is not there. Don, hello. Hello, Don. Don, are you there?
Don, yes, I'm here.
Don from Muskego. Thanks for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Hey, I'm 85, Todd, and I've voted mostly Democrat all my life. But now I feel that Biden is too old and to run, and Trump is a racist. He's a rapist, a thief, I mean, a liar. I mean, how can you consider him? This Nikki Haley has got so many good ideas, but is there ever going to be a woman president? Are they ever going to vote for a woman president? What do you think, Todd?
Well, I mean, you've seen a lot more than I have, Don, at 85, and appreciate calling in, appreciate your perspective. Again, I think that as much as people may want a different choice, I think that's what we're going to have. I'll ask you, Don, if the choice is Biden-Trump in November, for whom will you vote?
Well, I would not vote for Trump. No way. I mean, he wants to be a Putin. What did he do when the vice president said, "Tell him I didn't lose. I won the election." Mm-hmm. And he wants to be a dictator. I mean, how can people consider voting for Trump again? Because if he gets in again, he's going to try to do the same thing as he did before. He wants to be a dictator, not a president.
I totally agree with you, Don. And I'm where you're at. I mean, I certainly never vote for Trump. And look, I think to answer your question earlier, I think there will be a female president. I mean, my goodness, we finally got a black president. We have a female and a minority woman as vice president right now. So I think, you know, we're moving in the right direction.
What do you think of Nikki Haley, Todd?
Look, I think that she's a Trump card carrying authoritarian? No. Do I agree with many of her policies? I think that she's, you know, I don't want to be rude, but I think there's a lot of sugar on the cake, put it that way. I mean, I think she has some of the same extreme positions on abortion and this sort of thing that Trump does. Yeah. She just says it in a more kind way. But I agree at the point that she's not an authoritarian. I mean, do I think that she would withdraw from NATO and the United Nations and never step down again and try to change the Constitution so she could run multiple times? No, I don't think that. Yeah. But I think that she's, and also you're comparing her, Don, to Donald Trump, right? I mean, compare anything to, you know, compare, you know.
What do you think of Biden?
I think he's great.
Running again.
I think he's great. I think that he has been mischaracterized. I think he is a man born with a speech impediment. I think that he has trouble talking. I've seen him alive one time and he's great. Yeah. I think that age is a number. I think he's absolutely with it.
Right.
And you look at the results of the economy, lowest unemployment in history, most jobs since the last five presidents combined, getting rid of student debt, getting us back on the world stage, preventing nuclear war. Go right down the list. The economy is roaring. Joe Biden is getting shafted politically. And I'm sick of it.
What do you think of, what do you think of this Kennedy guy that's running in the third party? Do you think he would be a decent president or no?
I think you'd be better off with a warm turd. Just to put it bluntly, I mean, he's terrible. I mean, he's terrible. He's nothing like the rest of the, even his own family, the Kennedy family is rejecting him. But hey, Don, I got to run, but you're fantastic. Okay. Appreciate your listenership. Thank you so much.
I'm going to vote for Biden again, I guess.
Fantastic. Donna Muskego. Love saying that name. 844-967-2789. Carol in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling in. What say you? Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Carol, you're on the air.
Hello, Todd.
Go ahead.
Hi. I think the Republican Party just is going to have some difficulty because there are a certain percentage of them that are convinced that the election was stolen and that Donald Trump is the only way to go. And then there's a certain percentage of them that would never, ever vote for Donald Trump. And I think they're splitting themselves in half and that it's just not going to work.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, again, 40% of people in South Carolina did not vote for Trump, and 25% of the party, Republicans, are saying they're not going to vote for Trump in November. But I agree. Thanks, Carol. Great call. 844-967-2789. Bruce in Green Bay. Bruce, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, my concern is I've been following this for a long time. I've been following the Republicans. And what is being lost is Trump has been enabled since he took office in 2016. They never investigated the first impeachment that should have happened under Mueller. And they didn't impeach him when he tried to do a hit job on Ukraine. And all these Republicans have been lying or silent. And the danger of these people cannot be emphasized enough. People have to start thinking Trump is not doing this by himself. What is dangerous is the party that's behind him.
I think
that's who's enabling him.
I think that's very well said, Bruce. And you come up on an important point here that it's not just Trump, right? You have all these guys like Senator Thune, the second ranking Republican in the Senate from South Carolina. Not a dumb person, you know, as far as intelligence. He endorses Trump over the weekend. You're absolutely right, Bruce. It's the other people in this party who refuse to have the courage to stand up like Adam Kinzinger did, like Liz Cheney did, and say this guy is nuts. I mean, Paul Ryan, former congressman from Wisconsin. Andrew Hitt, immediate past party Republican chairman of Wisconsin. More people like that have to stand up and call Trump out. Back on the other side with Luke Mathers on Monday Tangent with Luke after this on the Todd Oswald Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. It's primary day in Michigan, and Donald Trump's the clear favorite among Republicans. Nikki Haley won't be swayed.
I'm fighting to make sure he's not the nominee. I don't think he or Joe Biden should be president.
Mr. Biden faces a possible protest vote over his support for Israel. He tells NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Israel has slowed down the attacks in Rafah. They have to, and they've made a commitment to me. They're going to see to it that there's ability to evacuate significant portions of Rafah before they go and take out the remainder of Hamas.
He says Israel's ready to pause fighting during Ramadan if some hostages are released. Houston police have released body cam footage of the shooting at Joel Osteen's megachurch.
I need a medic. I have one young male conscious and breathing. He got shot in the head.
The woman with a gun shot and killed her 7-year-old son was wounded in the head and remains in critical condition. It's still not clear who fired the bullet that hit him. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns a week old Tuesday. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say that wildfire season in Wisconsin is starting early this year, thanks to a lack of snow cover and unusually warm weather. Last week alone, DNR officials say they tracked 15 wildfires that burned around 30 acres. So far this year, they've tracked over 50 fires across the state. The 10-year average during the same period is 3 fires burning by this point in the year. Most of Wisconsin was under an elevated fire risk on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Oswald Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Oswald Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with an early afternoon high of 64. The temperature will drop into the lower 50s by late this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20 today. Tonight, snow showers likely, less than a half inch of accumulation, low of 11. Tomorrow, sunny 24. Thursday, sunshine with a high back up to 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
The Todd Oswald Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Oswald Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 26, 2024. It means it's Tuesday, right? No, it's Monday. It's Monday. You would think it was Tuesday, Tangents with Luke at 12:30, but no, you'd be wrong. Because on Tuesday at 12:30, Luke is going to be motoring across the state of Wisconsin. So he was so kind enough to make time for us here on a Monday. Lukester, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well. No, you're making time for me, and I appreciate that.
Looking at the beard trimmed up, you know, over the weekend. It looks fantastic. Doing, yeah, you
look a little celebration.
You look a little younger.
Do
you,
I?
You had a birthday.
I did.
On Thursday.
Yeah. Went well. So, it was a good time. Saw a bunch of family members between Thursday and Friday. Hung out with my little brother. Had some my folks came to town. My sister and her kids came to town, and then we had a little party on Saturday.
Good
so that was
for
a good
you.
Time.
Yeah, good for you. Well, Luke joins us every week. We always appreciate it when he does. Give us a call. I'd like to join in the conversation. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Finishing up some callers who are pleasant and Mount Pleasant enough to hang around through the break, as a matter of fact, because we're talking about these comments by Trump over the weekend at the Black Federation Caucus in South Carolina and also at CPAC in Maryland over the weekend. Tried to be funny, keyword tried, came out much more racist, saying that he could only see black people, not white people in the crowd, saying that he's been indicted for black people, saying that's why they like him, saying that, he's a dissident, which is an offense to actual dissidents around the world. So, you know, just things like that. That's all that's going on. And the fact that so many people over the weekend, Luke, I'll get your opinion on this after the callers, but so many people or so many news organizations making a big deal that Trump won 60-40 over Nikki Haley, and aren't focusing on the fact that 40% of Republicans actually rejected Donald Trump, and 59% of those said they will never vote for him in November.
Yeah, well, and we can get to the callers, but I got some interesting takes on it.
844-967-2789. Mike in beautiful Mount Pleasant. Mike, thanks for holding. We'll see you.
Yeah, I got a question.
Sure.
Everybody's complaining about the ages of the presidents running and the senators and congressmen, representatives. Why can't they just make a law, either anybody over 65, you're out of there?
Sure. I mean, that's been floated. There are some companies, like, for instance, the Packers organization. Once you hit 70, you cannot be the president of the Packers. That's why Mark Murphy is stepping down this year or next year.
I believe early.
Yeah, they're starting.
He's got to be out by like May or March of 2025.
Starting the search now.
Yeah, they're starting the search now.
So I think you're right, Mike. I mean, that's something to look at. But it's probably going to have to be a constitutional amendment, and so that's going to take a while.
Okay, but there's enough young people in there now, you know.
Right.
On both sides, you know, and I don't think that they're going to want to spend the rest of their lives doing that, you know, going through the shit that they're going through.
All right. So that once in a while, I'm going to slip up there. Just remember, I have to adhere to FCC rules on that. Appreciate the passion, but there are certain things we can't say on the air. The point, though, that, you know, we have people that you know, there's younger people in Congress, Luke. But again, Republicans can barely elect a speaker, and to try to get them to do anything, bipartisan right now is tough sometimes. So again, just like a lot of people don't agree with the Electoral College, changes like that are going to take a while in terms of constitutional amendments or constitutional conventions.
Yeah, there are some big changes like that that would need a larger solution. What you can do is, in your own congressional district, you can advocate for having candidates that are younger. And that's something that you don't need a constitutional amendment for. Right. You can encourage young people in your area to run for public office from all levels, from school board up to Congress, and make sure that from the ground up we can have that kind of representation. Having a systemic change to the rules, like if you're over a certain age, that's going to take a while. That would take a lot of buy-in, but something that we can act on directly ourselves is bring that local, bring it closer to home, and encourage your district to be represented by younger folks.
I think now is an appropriate time to quote, as I often do, some of my teachers. This one, Ken Theed, one of my great history teachers back in Richland Center High School, Ken Theed, who was famous for the following quote. Mr. Allball, keep it clean. 844-967-2789. Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, keep it clean. What say you?
Oh, you know I'll keep it clean.
I know.
So I got a couple, two quick things for you.
Sure.
First of all, you've started quite the conundrum in my household with my wife, you and Luke did, and I'll explain. The second Brewers game I've ever seen in my life, I saw with you guys last year.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that.
I do, absolutely.
But you guys kept on referring to me as Stephen from Green Bay. And her father-in-law was the guy that was with me and went back and reported this to my wife. So now when my wife wants to, you know, get under my skin a little bit, she'll answer me like I'm calling into a show, and she'll be like, yes, Stephen from Green Bay.
And I like that.
It vexes me a little bit.
All right, I like that.
With that being said, I think we have a problem. And the problem that we have is that we don't identify each other as fellow Americans, but instead we identify each other as who you vote for, what political party you align yourself with. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like if you're, you know, a liberal or a Democrat, you belong in one little box, and if you're a Republican, you belong in a different little box, and the two can't coincide in the same box because they're toxic for the other group.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a really, really not a good thought process to have, because at the end of the day, who we vote for doesn't necessarily make us who we are as a person.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to be a little open to other viewpoints other than our own.
Appreciate the call, Stephen. Thank you so much. Stephen in Green Bay. Luke, I was reminded of this, and our program director, Catherine Lake, came up to Hayward last week. Mm-hmm. We covered the 50th annual American Birkenbeiner. And let me tell you, it was fantastic. I was on skis most of the weekend. No, not really. But what Stephen just said is what Catherine and I were saying as we walked down the street, because some of these people that she interviewed, she said, you know, one thing I never asked them, who did you vote for?
Yeah.
And when you just look at people as people, you find out how much alike we really are. So I thought that was a good point by Stephen.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that at the end of the day, yes, we all reside in these communities, and election day rolls around a couple times a year, in a year like this year. It's not just November's elections that we have to think about. We've got some coming up in April again. We just had one last week for the state spring primary. We've got another primary in August, all before this November's election. But that moment that you go into the voting booth is not, it's not absolutely who you are. And so there's a lot. We are all very complex individuals. And yes, voting is important, but it is not everybody's core identity.
Yeah.
And identities can change.
Right.
Who you can vote for can change. You used to be a member of the Republican Party.
Yes, I did.
Like, you are somebody obviously on full display of, you can change the views that you have. You can change which party you cast your support to. And that, at any given time, does not define you for the future as well.
Yeah.
And so it's I think, very important to be having these conversations. It's one of the beautiful things about broadcast radio is we can have these conversations across civic media. And I think, to Stephen's point, yes, we need to be not siloed off as much. We need to be talking to each other. We need to be talking to each other as Wisconsinites, not as Republicans or Democrats.
Mr. Zomer, to go into the next break, dial up a little Kenny Chesney, People Change, the chorus of that. We'll take that on the way
we'll
out.
Do.
That's fantastic.
Also, I think we need to be careful when talking about the point that Stephen makes, because he's from Green Bay, not Stephen's point.
Oh, what did I say? Oh.
No. Luke said, thinking
all
about
right,
Stephen's smart, point.
All right. It's been a long weekend.
It was a bad joke, okay?
It was good. I caught it. It went right over Todd's head, but
yeah,
he caught it after
because
the fact. He saw it, and just like Christian Yelich or, you know, any of those excellent Brewers, he reached out his glove and he grabbed it real quick. He caught it before it went completely over his head.
I'm like Pete Vukovich. I catch it after a good drink. I'm not even sure what that means, actually. Let me get your thoughts, Lukester, on this election in South Carolina over the weekend, because we went to the callers there. So, again, I was fascinated by the morning news shows on Sunday and also this morning, quite frankly, talking about the margin of win for Trump, but not the fact that Nikki Haley got 40% of the vote and that 59% of her voters in North Carolina, according to, or South Carolina, according to exit polling, say they are not going to vote for Trump in November. According to the Associated Press today, nationally, 1 in 5 Republican voters saying they will not vote for Trump if he's the nominee, which looks inevitable.
Yeah, and that's the way everybody's talking about it, is that Donald Trump is the inevitable candidate. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, let's talk about it a little bit. Joe Biden, earlier this month, because South Carolina not holding both its Democratic and Republican primaries on the same day this year, Joe Biden won 93%
yes.
of the South Carolina Democratic primary votes.
Right.
And there's questions of, oh, who's going to run instead of Joe Biden on the Democratic side? Is it going to be Gavin Newsom, the governor from California? Is Gretchen Whitmer going to have to step up from Michigan? Oh, no, Joe Biden doesn't have the support of his own primary. 93% of South Carolina Democratic voters in favor of sending Joe Biden to a second term as their nominee.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump barely, like, that is not a run. He is the presumptive nominee. There is yes. a ton of Republican voters that believe he's still president. Like well, it's yes. a very weird yes. mindset right now to have the national press be talking about these two different primaries in such drastically different ways when really, if you look underneath the hood, the Democratic Party supports mm-hmm. Joe Biden for a second term, and there is divide among Republican and conservative voters in this nation. It's not just one state. It has been all three of states. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump underperformed in Iowa, he underperformed in New Hampshire, and he underperformed in South Carolina.
I mean, to your point, he's basically, in some people's mind, actually is the incumbent president.
Yeah.
But he's essentially running politically as an incumbent president.
But he's also using the grievances of being a challenger and an outsider at right. the same time. It is so perplexing why the national press is just being like, oh, it's a runaway. Like, why is Nikki Haley still in this race? It's like, it's all but a shoe-in for Donald Trump. Where when you see voters actually going to the polls and going into their polling places and saying, the percentages that you're saying of Republican and conservative voters that will not support Donald Trump, and then in contrast to the support that Joe Biden is receiving, it's just mind-blowing, Todd.
And I think that's why, you know, we on this program and others as well are very cognizant of not painting, quote-unquote, every Republican voter the same. Because yeah. I think there are Republicans out there who might even vote for the state representative or the register of deeds or their sheriff, but, you know, they're not the brand of crazy that Trump is. And they're like, when he's saying racist things, that is a bridge too far. I think those people, maybe they won't vote for Joe Biden, but maybe they leave that line blank or whatever. I think there is a significant portion. I mean, look at, you have Paul Ryan, former House Speaker in Wisconsin, or National Speaker, but from Wisconsin, said he ain't voting for Trump ever again. The immediate past chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin now, Andrew Hitt, maybe under duress, maybe to save his own hide, but at least he's saying, look, I understand now that Trump lost, and I ain't voting for Trump again. I mean, if I'm Brian Schimming, the current chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and I've got on one side do-nothing Derek Van Orten and Badger Boy State Scott Walker, along with Trump, saying, questioning the results of the 2020 election and trying to win suburban Republican women, and on the other side, Paul Ryan and Andrew Hitt, that's a conundrum.
Yeah, I'm not saying the divide doesn't run deep, but for whatever reason, that divide is being covered up, essentially, by the coverage is that's happening, at least nationally. Right. Because just to refer to it as a runaway or a shoe-in or presumptive nominee for Donald Trump, I think it's a very, very misunderstanding, to say the least, or intentionally covering it in a way that's not showing reality, that's going to lead to a very interesting 2024.
We're going to come back. We're going to have a little fun with Lukester, because Jimmy Kimmel, do you watch a lot of the Kimmel?
No, I'm in bed by late night shows. Like any late night show that I catch is usually on YouTube afterwards.
Cause... Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. He had sent someone on the street, asked people a couple of things, and took Trump quotes and said they were from Biden. And then said, no, actually, those are from Trump. And we'll see what they say on the other side.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. It's Lukester. It's Aaron. It's Toddy. This is the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Here's Kenny Chesney. People do change.
People change against all odds, against the grain. Love finds a way. Some people change.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up in the next hour, this third hour of the Todd Allball Show. No, wait. I'm so used to saying that for 4 weeks.
Three.
No, well, ish. No, as it turns out, we're not doing 3 hours today because coming up after the news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, the fantastic Maggie Dawn will be taking over. The Maggie Dawn Show premieres, or at least her new show, the afternoon premieres right after ours and continuing on until 4 o'clock. So congratulations to Maggie and wishing her all the best and break a leg after the 2 o'clock news.
Where can you find a better midday lineup than right here on Civic Media? You got Jane Mattenair, Greg Bach, Mattenair on air from 10 to noon, and then you got you. You and Aaron holding down the fort from noon till 2, and then Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4.
Just to answer your question, no.
You can't find a better lineup, you say.
There you go. Yeah. It was rhetorical, Aaron, but thank you.
All right, let's go quickly to Tom in Grafton calling in. We were talking about Nikki Haley earlier. Tom from Grafton, thanks for calling in. What have you got for us?
Hi. Well, I wanted to compliment you first. I really like your show.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad you're on the air. It just so happened, last spring, I think I heard your last show when you were still on the show up north before you came down to Madison.
Sure.
I wanted to say, too, I like that Tom Hartman's back on in the evening. And also, I like the guy who's got that show on Sunday morning. That's really a pleasant show with all the music and stuff.
Yeah, Lou Regani, Music of the Stars.
Yeah,
kind of add some class. Well, my question is, I've been thinking about this Nikki Haley thing, and I'm wondering if she's staying in just on the off chance that Trump is indicted and that he, is arrested or something, or or quits, or has a heart attack.
I don't think
he's quitting. You never know.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the call.
But if she's still there,
right. The quick answer, as a former Republican, my guess is that she's staying in because she's trying to set herself up for 2028. Republicans have a map, what they follow almost to the T. Usually the person who finishes second in the Republican primaries is the leader going into the next cycle. So I think she's staying around. I don't think she has any illusions that she's going to be the nominee. I think she's setting herself up for 2028. Luke.
Yeah, I think that's probably where I don't think she's going for VP anymore. I think there was a long discussion when this Republican primary kicked off if she was going to be just kind of throwing her name in the ring for that. But
it will not surprise me if she still endorses him. But no, I don't think she'll be the VP.
I think she might even be past the point of The rhetoric that she's been using on the campaign trail of late, I have a feeling that it's going to be hard for her to come out with an endorsement.
If I hadn't had a losing streak of bets with you, I'd bet you. But to be fair,
Terry, the news director, won the last bet. I didn't win that one. So
she will eventually genuflect to the Great Orange one. That is my prediction. Mm. Because she wants that base moving into 2028.
That's a fair guess, too.
By the way, I just want to get your opinion on this. I'm not sure we talked about this before. I was up in Hayward last week, and great places to eat up there. One of them, I'm not sure if it was the Red Panda. There was a panda involved. Great Chinese restaurant. And I got a little takeout, sweet and sour chicken, went back to WBZH Studios and had it, and opened up my fortune cookie. And the best part about this meal was the fortune cookie. You want to know why? Because here was the fortune.
Because you're still talking about it.
Yes. Here's the fortune. Quote, "You will find hidden treasures where you least expect them," unquote. Now, see, that's a fortune. It's not a statement cookie. That is a fortune cookie. And too many Chinese restaurants these days are giving you statement cookies. Like,
agreed.
Be kind to people or love will solve all. Those are not fortunes. You want, that's a fortune right there.
There you go. We're going to have to keep sending you out across the state then, Todd, because you got to look everywhere to find where your hidden treasure is.
That's true. Believe me, I've been looking for quite a while. All right, Lukester, a couple of minutes left. You want to talk more politics or you want to talk sports? Dealer's choice.
I'm down for whatever. I think it's pretty wild. We had a lightning session wrap up for the Wisconsin legislature at the end of last week, and now it must be nice. I can't imagine just being able to kick your feet up. It's February 26th, and you got nothing but a clear calendar in front of you for those Wisconsin legislators.
It's election year, so that they dip out.
How is that just?
I know.
I'm almost ready to become, for a little while there, where we were talking about, I'm big on having younger representatives.
I know you are.
I very much don't like seeing, and I'm not trying to be ageist. I'm simply thinking that, it's not best to have these individuals like Dianne Feinstein. She did not need to die in office. I'm sorry. Like, that can't be the way that you want to go out. Like,
many have.
I understand that, but like it should not be a mindset that you're going to go into these public offices until the day you die. You should be serving the public as a public servant. And so that was for a really long time one of my single issue voters. Like, I was a single issue voter on whether or not the age of my elected representative would bring down the average of the elected body they were going to. but really switching it up to be more focused on, I just lost my train of thought completely. Well, having a legislator that doesn't want to just put their feet up and they'll be the one like advocating for not having a legislative calendar end before the second month of the calendar year. That's just perplexing to me, and maybe that's what I'm going to be starting to demand out of my elected officials, is I want to see you go into that job for the full year. And yes, I understand elections are important. That's the way that you get the job and everything. You got to run, but you could be working till June. You could be working at least half the year. Come on, it's not even the end of February yet.
Luke has got some gears to grind this week.
Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux putting forward that calendar, and then everybody that votes for that calendar is just very frustrating every February and March, because you can't act like it's just an election year.
Well,
they wrapped up early last year, too. They wrap up early on odd number years as well.
But that's happened since God was a boy.
I mean, doesn't mean it needs to continue.
No, but that's fine.
One of the phrases I hate the most is, it's like, we got to do it that way because we've always done it that way.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is not new, is all I'm saying. And I think that I agree with you. I think that we should copy other states. I think it's Montana, where their legislative session is like 2 months. They're a part-time legislature, and their session is 2 months. And if they don't have their business and the budget passed in 2 months, they don't get paid. Even the part-time salary.
But see, then you only have people that go into those offices that can afford that. And to me, that doesn't make sense either. I think having, here in Wisconsin, we have a progressive foundation to who we are as a state. And I think having full-time legislators is a good thing. It brings the wisdom and the institutional knowledge to those positions. I don't think they need to be there for 5 decades, but they can do a little bit more a month, a little bit more work in a year than 2 months.
There you go.
We got paid leave. We got so many PFAS. We got so many problems. How are they wrapping up legislation for the year?
Luke Mathers will be medicated tomorrow, next week when we come back.
Join us. I'm going on vacation. Talk to y'all later.
Todd Hoff, I'll say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drums. See you tomorrow.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball, noon to 3 on Tuesday. We'll preview the Michigan primary and also cereal for dinner. We'll explain.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.